The discovery of nylon. Nylon was first produced in 1935 by the American chemist Wallace Hume Carruthers, 1895 to 1937. Carruthers was a brilliant chemist, although he initially majored in English, until the head of his college chemistry department convinced him to switch to chemistry. When the head of chemistry left for another post, Carruthers was made a chemistry instructor. Andy taught the senior chemistry course that he was also studying for, all before graduating. He later researched polymer chemistry at Harvard University, before being headhunted by the DuPont Chemical Company in 1928. DuPont wanted to produce a polymer that could be used as a substitute for natural fibres such as wool, cotton and silk. This was a bold move because, at the time, chemists were far from convinced that it was possible to make giant polymer molecules. Carruthers' initial results were disappointing. It took 7 years to make a material that had the required properties, which came about after a stroke of luck. This was thanks to a light-hearted lab contest to see how far a lump of polyester, which is a polymer similar to nylon, could be stretched. The resulting stretched fibre had properties quite different to those from the original lump because the molecules had become aligned. The same trick worked for nylon, eventually producing a fibre with properties similar to silk, but could also be produced in bulk. When nylon is mass-produced, the mixture is passed through tiny holes in a spinneret, a device much like the organ that spiders and silkworms use to produce silk. This process aligns the molecules. Nylon went into production in 1939 and soon replaced silk for making ladies' stockings. Silk comes from the cocoon of silkworms, which are the larvae of the silk moth. The process of unthreading the silkworm cocoons is very labour-intensive, and the thread it produces is therefore expensive. As well as being cheaper, nylon was more stretchy and less prone to wrinkling. Nylon stockings first went on sale in the USA on the 15th of May, 1940. The whole stock of 5 million pairs was sold out in a single day. Nylon stockings became so popular that the stockings became informally known as nylons, and the term was in everyday use until the 1960s. Because of this popularity, nylon is not a trademark. DuPont's lawyers felt that it was too expensive to try to restrict the use of such an everyday word. The outbreak of the Second World War led to more pressing demands for nylon than in the fashion industry, to replace silk for the canopies of parachutes. Newsreel footage of the time shows Hollywood starlets peeling off their nylons to be melted down so that this new high-tech polymer could be reused to make parachutes. This was only possible thanks to the fact that nylon is a thermoplastic, that is, it softens and melts on heating. Sadly, Carruthers did not live to see nylon go into mass production. He suffered from depression and took his own life in 1937. Carruthers' wife was pregnant at the time, and his daughter was born after his death. It is often said that the name nylon originated from taking the initial letters of New York, London, DuPont's twin headquarters. In fact, this is not the case. The name was made up by the committee and was intended to roll off the tongue. As well as nylon, the committee also considered other names, such as Delaware, New Silk, Wakara, or Morsheen. 5.5 million tonnes of nylon are now manufactured worldwide every year. This versatile polymer is used in applications as diverse as clothing, carpet, engineering parts, tyre cords, and toothbrush bristles. The grandfather of polymer molecules has a long life in it yet.